在传统上面呢，我们都是要分享十架七言，就是耶稣基督在钉十字架的时候，他说了七句话，记载在圣经上面。我们会有七位弟兄来分享每个人一句。
It's the Christian tradition that on Good Friday we're going to share the seven words that Jesus said on the cross. So today we have seven brothers who will come here to share the seven words with us.
第一句是路加福音23:34.
The first word is Luke 23:34.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们做的他们不晓得。兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。
And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And parting his garments among them, they cast lots.
今天为什么我在这里分享，其实我也不晓得。因为我根本就不配在这里和大家分享。
I'm here to share this word with you, but actually I myself do not know why I could be here, because I'm not worthy of to be standing here.
我们都知道神的爱是长阔高深，但是究竟有多长、多阔、多高、多深，我们真的是不晓得。
We have all heard about the width, the length, the height, and the depth of God's love. But do we really know how long, how wide, how deep, and how far his love is?
在以色列人的心中啊，就是当时在耶稣基督那个年代哈，在以色列人的心中，他们一直有一个弥赛亚的样子。
In Jesus' days, Israel people had a Messiah in their heart.
这个弥赛亚呢，他们盼望了很多年。
They had expected the Messiah's coming for many years.
当时的以色列人，他们是在罗马人的统治下面，这些罗马人是不信耶和华神的。
Back then, Israel was ruled by the Romans who did not believe in God.
Yeah, 他们过着痛苦的生活，在信仰上面就被压迫，在生活上面就被剥削，就有点像以色列人他们的祖先在埃及受为奴的时候的那个样子。
So in those days, the Israel people was under the rule of the Romans and they lived a hard life. They were persecuted in both the faith and the life, just like their ancestors in Egypt.
他们心里面的弥赛亚呢，就是要救他们脱离那些罗马人的那个逼迫，让他们能够自由自在的生活。
The Messiah they expected would be one who would deliver them from the hands of the Romans so they could have a free life.
他们能有自己的国家，他们能抬起头来做人。
They hoped that they could have their own country, that they could lift up their head, and they no longer need to live like downcast.
那个弥赛亚呢，不会责怪他们，不会责备他们，因为他们比那些不信神的那些人更加圣洁。
The Israel people also believed that this Messiah would not condemn them because they were more holy than those Gentiles who did not know God.
因为他们觉得他们自己配得拯救。
The Israel people believed that they are worthy of that salvation.
他们心里面的那个弥赛亚就要像摩西一样，当年摩西怎么样带他们从埃及人的手上面脱离出来。
This Messiah would be just like Moses who guided the Israel people to be delivered from the hands of the Egypt.
同样的，他们也希望这个弥赛亚能够把他们从罗马人的压迫下面解放出来。
Likewise, they hoped that this Messiah would deliver them from the hand of the Romans.
但是当这个真的弥赛亚来的时候，和他们想的都不一样。
Yet this true Messiah came, yet he was so different from their expectations.
他们说这个弥赛亚是假的，我们不要这个假弥赛亚。
So they said, this is a false Messiah. We're not going to believe in him.
然后他们就把神的儿子，真正的弥赛亚钉到了十字架上。
Then they nailed the true Messiah, the Son of God, on the cross.
当那些假的弥赛亚来了，
Now the false Messiahs came.
他们却跟他们一起战斗。
The Israel people were willing to fight alongside them.
我们都知道那个很有名的马赛大。
We have all heard about this well-known Bethsaida.
那些犹太人宁愿跟他们一起 战死的那个地方。
The Israel people would rather die, fight and die with them.
我一直在想为什么会这样。
I've been thinking about why the Israel people would make that choice.
其实我们只相信我们自己喜欢的神。
Because we only believe in the God that we like.
因为人的罪性啊，让人没有办法认清，也没有办法接受真的神。
Because the sinful nature in us makes it impossible for us to know the true God and to accept the true God.
听起来好像很讽刺啊。
It sounds sarcastic.
但是这是人的困境。
But this is the true dilemma we're in now.
圣经上说。
The scripture says.
当弥赛亚来。
When Messiah comes,
是要把上帝的子民从罪恶里面拯救出来。
He will deliver God's people from the sins.
真正要我们命的那个罪恶啊。
Yet the real sin that will bring us to death,
不是在外面。
It's not the outside behavior.
不是 ISIS.
the real sin is not ISIS.
也不是那些杀人抢劫发生在我们身边的那些所谓的罪。
They're not just the sins we have seen around us like murdering and robbery.
真正要我们命的罪在我们里面。
The ultimate sin that brings us to death is inside us.
我们今天的每一个人向神祷告。
So today each of us would pray to God.
求神让我们脱离困境。
That may he deliver us from difficult situations.
让我们避免灾难。
That we can avoid disasters.
可是有时候神给我们的 answer 哈，是出乎我们意料的。
Yet sometimes God gives us answers out of our expectations.
有时候我们会受到一些苦痛，我们自己都难以忍受。
Sometimes we go through afflictions that's more than we could take.
我们是否会怀疑神的爱？我们是否会怀疑神的存在？
At those times, would we doubt whether God really exists?Whether we would doubt he really loves us?
人是软弱的。
We are weak.
但是圣经在创世纪五十章二十节里面有一句话我想跟大家分享。
But I'd like to share with you a verse in the Bible. It's Genesis 50:20.
就是从前你们的意思是要害我但神的意思原是好的要保全许多人的性命成就今日的光景。
As for you, you meant evil against me.But God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
这句话的出处是当年约瑟被卖了以后他对他的哥哥们说的那段话。
Yeah, this was what Joseph told his brothers after he was sold to Egypt.
这些人把耶稣基督钉上十字架反而是成就了神的计划。
Men nailed Jesus on the cross.Yet God fulfilled His purpose and His plan through their hands.
因为人自己在做什么，人其实真的不晓得。
Because men know not what they do.
我们常常以为自己是在侍奉，可能其实是在帮倒忙啊。
Oftentimes we think we are serving the Lord, yet actually what we do is just the opposite of what God wants us to do.
神常常经常已经回答了我们的祷告，但是我们听不见，也听不懂。
Oftentimes God has already answered our prayers, yet we don't understand, neither do we accept.
看起来是很绝望啊，但是一切都掌握在神的手里面。
Yeah, things may turn out, may look desperate, yes, everything is in the hand of God.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
神的爱是出乎我们意料的长阔高深。
His love is so wide and so deep that His love is really beyond our comprehension.
这就是我真正感到作为一个基督徒的福气。
That's the blessing I feel as a Christian.
谢谢大家。
Thank you. Brother Johnny.
大家好。Today I was given Luke 23:43.
今天我要和大家分享的是路加福音23章43节。
Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣说，我实在告诉你，今天你要同我在乐园里了。
I'm very pleased today to be able to speak on this particular verse. It's a verse that has touched my life very deeply.
也很高兴我今天和大家分享的经节是这一节，因为就是这节经文深深的触动了我的心。
And the reason is because through this verse, God began to teach me the true nature of His grace and the true nature of the ordinance and the gospel that is based off of grace alone.
因为就是借着这节经文，神向我启示他的福音，我们的得救并不是出于我们所做的，乃是出于神的恩典。
Let me explain.
请允许我解释一下。
I was taught in my upbringing as a Mormon.
我成长的时候呢，接触的是摩门教。
That in order to go to heaven, there were many things you must do.
为了要进入天堂，我们有许多事情要做。
The first thing, of course, you must be as perfect as you possibly can.
第一个要求就是我们要尽量做到完美。
You must be baptized in water by the Mormon leaders.
你必须接受摩门领袖的受洗。
You must be ordained as a member of the Mormon faith.
你必须要按例成为摩门教徒的一员。
You must go to a Mormon temple and learn secret oaths that you can tell the angels in order to go through the veil of heaven.
我们也要去摩门教堂学习那些秘密的誓言，这样当你临终的时候，你就可以把这个秘密的誓言告诉天使，你这样就能够通过这个帐幕进入天堂。
Now, we as Christians, we understand that these are very important things. Baptism, the ordinances of the gospel, are all vital and important to the message of Christ.
当然，作为基督徒，我们也知道这些都非常重要，不管是洗礼还是福音的权柄，这些都非常重要。
And every person that confesses Christ should be baptized in order to show that inward work that God has done in our hearts.
每一个认罪并且接受耶稣基督的人都应当受洗，让神的生命在我们的心里边开始。
When we said yes to Christ, that we believe that He is the Son of God and that God raised Him from the dead.
当我们对耶稣说，我们相信他是神的儿子，也相信神叫他从死里复活的时候。
We are baptized and we show this public confession that our old life is gone and our old ways also we reject.
我们也就接受洗礼，就是公开向世人宣告，我们的老我已经死去，我们的新我已经开始。
But let's consider for a moment the gravity of what happened on that day when Christ and this man had this conversation on the cross.
然后我们现在再来回想一下当耶稣和那个钉在十字架上的人他们的对话，这样的对话有多么的沉重。
Let's consider how there was no time for this man to show any good works.
这个人已经没有任何时间来做任何的善事。
There was no time for this man to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
他也没有时间来接受以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名施行的洗礼。
But yet, on that day, on the last day of his life,
然而在他生命的最后一天,
he said yes to Christ.
他对耶稣说, 是的。
With a simple question.
就是用一个问题。
Said, remember me when you come in your kingdom.
基督啊,当你到天国的时候,求你纪念我。
And so when he asked this question, he was acknowledging, he was making a confession of who Christ was.
当他这样问的时候，他其实就是在承认耶稣基督到底是谁。
So this man, on the last day of his life, accepted the Lord's offering.
所以这个人在他生命的最后一天，接受了神所赐给他的。
And in reply, Jesus said, this day,You will be with me in paradise.
耶稣回答的时候就说，今天你就会同我同在乐园里。
So As I consider this scripture,
当我思索这节经文的时候，
I am struck in awe by the offer and by the acceptance of Christ in this verse.
我看到神在耶稣基督里边是这样的啊，慷慨的赐予，我真的是被震撼到了。
That man was clearly a sinner, and he deserved to be on that cross.
那个人很明显是一个罪人，他被钉在十字架上也是罪有应得。
Just like you and just like me.
就像我，也就像你一样。
It's our sins that have separated us from God.
啊，因为是我们的罪让我们与神隔离。
But just like this man,
然而也就跟这个人一样，
this day,
就在这一天，
if you have not come to know this saving grace that comes through Jesus Christ,
如果你还没有知道在耶稣基督里的恩典，
you too can say yes to Jesus, yes to God,
你也同样可以对神说是的，
and yes to life,
也对生命说是的，
because that man wasn't going to hell,This day.
因为那个人在那一天本来是应当去地狱的。
But to paradise.
然而他去了乐园。
So I challenge and I encourage each one of us here today.
所以我在这里挑战今天的啊，在这里的每一位。
If you don't know this Jesus.
如果你还不认识这位耶稣。
If you haven't received this gift.
如果你还没有收下这份礼物。
I encourage you that today could be that day.
我就鼓励你说，今天可能就是那一天。
It's my prayer that we all accept this and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我的祷告就是，我们都是凭着耶稣基督的名来接受这份礼物。阿们。
Who's next? 大平弟兄。Oh, sorry, it's music.
第三句话记载在约翰福音第十九章二十六到二十七节。
The third word was recorded in the scripture in John 19:26-27.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household.
耶稣在即将为我们的罪完全献出他自己肉体生命的时候，
When Jesus was about to offer his body for our sins,
他看见他的生身母亲，
he saw his biological mother,
他把母亲托付给了他的门徒，
and he entrusted her to his disciple.
他需要门徒代替他爱并照顾他的母亲，
he needed his disciples to love and take care of his mother on behalf of him.
他也是把他的门徒托付给他自己的母亲。
He also entrusted his disciples to his mother.
他知道他的母亲会爱他一样爱他的门徒。
Because he knew that his mother would love his disciples just as she did, with him.
今天是我的生日。
Today is my birthday.
听了这个，大家可能会想对我说：“祝我生日快乐。”
You might want to say happy birthday to me.
谢谢。
Thank you.
但别忘了，有一个人更值得祝贺。
But remember, there's one person who is more worthy of celebrations.
因为他在那一天战胜了死亡，迎来了一个新生命。
Because on that day, that person overcame death and received a new life.
那就是我的母亲。
That person was my mother.
做母亲的都深切地知道。
Every mother knows.
生产的时候，生与死距离是多近？
When she gives delivery to a baby, how close is the distance between life and death?
尤其是以前医学还不太发达的时候。
Especially in the old days when medical was not so advanced.
在孩子成长的过程中。
Yet during the growth period.
在任何危险的情况下。
In all crises.
如果有必要，母亲都会毫不犹豫地为自己的孩子献出自己的生命。
If necessary, mothers would not hesitate for even a second to sacrifice her life for her child, for her children.
这就是为什么。
That's why.
在耶稣即将在肉体的意义上与他母亲永别的时候。
When Jesus was about to depart from her mother.
他知道他孝敬赡养母亲的责任已经不能继续了。
He knew that he could continue with his responsibility of loving and caring for his mom.
他就把他的母亲托付给他最可靠的人。
So he entrusted his mom to the disciple that who was most reliable.
那就是他的门徒。
That was his disciple.
耶稣贵为上帝的亲生子。
Jesus as the only son of God.
他对自己的生身母亲的爱与责任与你和我没有差别。
He shared the same responsibility of loving and respecting his mom, just like every one of us has.
也为我们做了好的榜样。
And he set a good example for us.
当然，更多的情形是。
However, in a lot of situations,
我们的母亲会先我们而去。
Our mother would pass away before us.
母亲对我们的爱，我们永远还不完。
Yet we would never be able to return in full.Our mother's love to us.
不管他们有多长寿。
No matter how long they will live.
尽管我们作为基督徒都知道。
Although as Christians we all know.
同为基督徒的母亲在肉体离开我们时，他们会在父神的怀抱。
When our mother, if she's a Christian, when she leaves this world, she will rest in the arm of our Lord.
会升到快乐的天堂。
She would go to heaven.
但这种认知丝毫不能减少我们对母亲的不舍与思念。
Yet this knowledge would not reduce our thoughts about our mom.
在我们无奈痛哭的时候。
In our suffering times.
我们只能默默地祝母亲一路走好。
We could only wish silently in our heart that they will have a safe journey.
紧紧依偎在主的怀抱，寻找快乐的天路。
That they will rest in the arm of God and continue their joyful journey in heaven.
在我母亲两个多月前离世的时候，这就是我的心情。
That was how I felt when my mother passed away 2 months ago.
我很感恩我父母十年前来到美国来探访我。
I was thankful that 10 years ago my parents came to visit us in the United States.
因为教会的牧师和弟兄姐妹的努力。
Yeah, because of the care of the pastor and the brothers and sisters of that church.
我父母信了上帝。
My parents became Christians.
我也非常感恩。
I'm also very thankful.
在我母亲弥留的时候。
At the last moment of my mother's life.
有众多的弟兄姐妹包括你们。
Many brothers and sisters, including you,
为他祈福，为他祷告。
We're praying for her.
所以我知道他往哪里去。
So I know where she has gone.
我知道他有了永恒的平安。
I know she has had that eternal peace.
尽管每每想起我母亲，我还是不禁流泪。
Even though I still weep when I think about my mother.
因为思念。
Because I miss her.
因为长期我不在我母亲身边，远也没有尽到做儿子的孝道。
It's also because I'm away from my mom for most of the time, and I did not fulfill my responsibility as the son.
但我感到庆幸。
But I feel fortunate.
因为我与众多的弟兄姐妹一道做了一座桥梁。
Because I, along with the brothers and sisters, have become the bridge.
让我母亲认识了神。
Through which my mother got to know God.
从而现在她能快乐地在天堂里。
So that today she is living joyfully in heaven.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们爱我们的父母。
We love our parents.
就让我们尽我们所能。
So let's try our best.
让他们认识主。
That they could know our God.
物质上的支持。
We could support them financially.
心理上的关爱。
We care for them psychologically.
亲身亲历的照顾。
We take care of them in their daily life.
都是非常必要也应该的。
All these are very necessary and also our responsibilities.
但这些我们做得再好。
But no matter how well we do on these.
我们只能管今世。不能到不了永恒。
These are only temporary for this life, and this will not bring them to eternal life.
请将这些话献给死里复活的主。
So I would like to dedicate these words to our Lord who resurrected from death.
也献给正在天堂里与主在一起我亲爱的母亲。
And I would also like to share this with my mom who is not in heaven.
耶稣说的第四句话是马可福音十五章三十四节。
The fourth word of Jesus on the cross is recorded in Mark 15:34.
伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说：“以诺伊，以诺伊，拉玛撒巴格达尼。”翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
伸出的时候吧，也就是这个下午三点钟的时候。
The ninth hour is around 3 p.m.
一般来说是太阳中一天中太阳最强的时候。
It's usually the time of the day when the sun is the strongest.
而那个时候在那一刻遍地却黑暗了。
Yet at that moment, the whole earth was dark.
这是主第一次也是唯一一次的称呼神而不是父。
This was the first time, also the only time when Jesus called God, not Father.
这就是说他意识到他在代表全人类的犯罪的人类与父相离。
Which indicated that Jesus realized he was bearing the sin of all the human beings and he was separated from God at that moment.
这也是唯一的一句问句在这七句话中的唯一的一个问句。
That was also the only question of the seven words.
他虽有疑问而然信靠。
Although Jesus had questions, he still trusted in the Lord.
主一边问着为什么离弃我，一边却称呼我的神，我的神。
On the one hand, Jesus said, "Why have you forsaken me?" On the other hand, he still called him, "My God, my God."
虽似乎不像我的父那么亲热哈，但是他仍是我的神，是属我的。
Though this may not sound as intimate as my father, yet he still, is God.
是我可以将自己交付他的神。
That I can still entrust him my life.
有时候上帝是严厉的似乎不像父亲。
Sometimes God seems strict as if he is not acting like a father.
可是他还是我的上帝。
Yet he's still my God.
什么都不能阻隔这样的关联。
Nothing can break that connection.
这个关联呢就是生命与生命的关联。
It's a connection of life to life.
即使这个遍地黑暗
Even though the whole earth was covered with darkness
即使心灵深处在极深极深的黑暗之中
Even though our heart might be in the deep shadow of darkness
可是还能呼唤我的神
But I can still call unto my God
只要他还是我的
As long as he is mine
希望就能存在
I still have that hope
我们大家是不是有那个就是说被弃的经历呢？
Has any of us experienced abandonment?
是否感受过被上帝所抛弃？
Have you ever experienced that feeling of being forsaken by God?
这自从我信主以后，我就从来没有感到过被上帝抛弃。
I have never felt that God has forsaken me ever since I became a Christian.
但是我这里分享一个呢，就是说在我就是半个世纪前吧，就是1966年的时候的事情。
But I'd like to share with you one of my experience, which was about half century ago, in 1966.
那我当时呢，就是我们家从一个矿山搬到另一个矿山。
At that time, my family moved from one mine to another one.
那个路程只有三个小时的路程。
It was about 3 hours by drive.
但是呢，我父亲和母亲和三个弟弟以及所有的家具都坐一辆车走了。
But my parents with my 3 younger brothers left first.
我呢，因为上课没有赶上那辆车。
I did not catch up with that truck because I had my classes.
然后我就跟另一辆车到了这个新的矿区。
So I went to the new mine on another truck.
但是因为那个司机到了这个新矿区以后，他也不知道我新家在什么地方。
But the driver did not know either where my new home was.
他就让我自己去找。
So he asked me to look for it by myself.
那时候下午三四点钟。
It was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
我也是在一个新的地方，我没有知道，我不知道我新家在什么地方。
I was in a totally new place. I had no clue where my family was.
当然，那些人也都是新人，我也不认识。
And of course, I knew nobody there either.
没有人认识我。
Nobody knew me.
那我就自己走啊走啊。
So I walked and walked.
虽然地方不是很大。
It was not a big area.
但是我走了大概一个多小时。
But I walked for more than an hour.
找不到家。
I could not find my home.
这时候我就很绝望。
So I became desperate.
我就说，父啊，你怎么离弃我呢？
And I said, Father, why have you forsaken me?
你不要我了吗？
Are you going to abandon me?
感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
这个时候，我的父亲出现在我面前。
At just that moment, my father showed up.
从那次我与父亲短暂的失联。
Since that temporary loss of communication with my father.
那时候没有手机哈，有手机今天那就不会发生这个事情。
Yeah, because back then we had no cell phone.
嗯哼，那时候你看半个世纪前的很落后的是吧
？It's half a century ago.
Yeah, it's not developed. You know, we have no phone.我们家里也不可能有电话的，对，我也不知道家在什么地方，对吧
？So my family had no telephone. I would have no way to contact them.
所以这个短暂的这个失联一个多小时。
So this temporary loss of a communication experience.
我现在还想起来是半个世纪前的事情。
I could still remember it, even though it happened half a century ago.
所以当牧师要我分享这句话的时候
，So when pastor asked me to share about this word.
我马上就想起来这个事情。
Yeah, that memory immediately came back to me.
那我就很理解为什么主耶稣会问。
And I really understand why Jesus would say that question.
因为他说我的神我的神为什么离弃我。
Jesus said, my father, why have you forsaken me?
因为作为全人的他。
Because as a perfect man.
他心里有一肚子的委屈。
Yeah, Jesus was totally wronged.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，半个世纪过去了。
Brothers and sisters, half a century has passed.
几个小时，就是一两个小时的失联，就使我都不能念念不忘这个事情。
Yeah, a loss of a communication less than 2 hours would still hang on me.
Yeah, 那个时候耶稣他也想，哎呀，父啊，你为什么离弃我？
So maybe Jesus was thinking in the same way, Father, why have you forsaken me?
大家都应该理解了吧。
I hope you may be understanding a little more by now.
然后呢，我呀是家里的老大。
Because I am also the firstborn of the family.
知道吗？这个我这个老大呀，真是不好当。
It was a tough job.
哎，当弟弟们犯了错误的时候。
So whenever my younger brothers did wrong.
啊，我首先是受到我父亲的责打。
I was the first one to get spanked.
你们理解为什么吗？
Do you understand why?
我父亲有时啊，不是先打我弟弟。
My father would not spank my younger brothers first.
首先打我。
He would spank me first.
哎，首先就是这样啊，杀。
That's the first spank.
然后就一个包就起来了。
Then the swell will appear here.
当时我真的不理解为什么呢？
Back then I really could not understand.
我只有委屈。
I felt so wronged.
我父亲啊，把我弟弟们都交在我的手中。
Well, actually, my father has put my younger brothers into my hand.
我是我父亲的大儿子。
I was his eldest son.
是他那群羊的一个领头的羊。
I was the lead sheep of his flock.
只要把头羊调教好了。
As long as he discipled well the lead sheep.
羊群就安全了。
The flock would be safe.
知道吗？我那时候也是因为我父亲打我打得厉害。
Yeah, my father spanked me really badly.
所以我在我弟弟们面前我是有绝对的权威。
So I had absolute authority in front of my younger brothers.
哎，我去上班或者去外面了。
Whether I went to work or I went outside.
哎，然后我回家了。
Then I came back.
知道我弟弟们干什么吗？
Guess what my younger brothers were doing?
他们在外面以后赶快看到我赶快就跑回家了。
As soon as they saw me on the way back, they will run all the way back home.
所以我就感觉到这个什么呢啊，天父责打了这个主耶稣。
So that's how I feel about why God striked Jesus.
让他担当我们全人类的罪。
That he was bearing all the sins of human beings.
所以在这一点上呢，我就特别能理解啊，这个主耶稣为什么会受这个罪。
In that way, I could understand why Jesus became our scapegoat.
因为我有担当我弟弟们的过错的这个亲身经历。
Because I personally experienced of bearing the wrongs of my younger brothers.
所以当我来到美国。
So when I came to America.
一接触到福音。
As soon as I heard the gospel.
我就信了。
I believed.
当时我太太都没有来啊，还没来，就两三个月我就信主了。
Yeah, it was only two or three months after I got here, and my wife was still back in China.
因为我知道哈，按照我父亲给我指的路。
Because I knew, according to my father's direction.
我到了美国这个人间啊，世界上最美好的国家。
I was able to come to the United States, the best country of the world.
现在由主耶稣担当我们的罪。
Now Jesus Christ has borne our sins.
跟着他，我们必能与神同在。
If we follow him, we could be with God forever.
从今直到永远。
From today to forever.
阿门。
阿门。
十架七言的第五句话记载在新约约翰福音第十九章第二十八节。
The fifth saying of the seven words on the cross is recorded in John chapter 19 verse 28.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”
After this, knowing that everything had now been finished and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty.
这句话扮演着承先启后的角色。
This saying is having the role of carrying on the past and ushering in the future.
承接前面所提，耶稣顺服天父的旨意。
We talk about that Jesus submitted to the will of the Father.
道成肉身的耶稣凡指着他所说的话都要使他应验。
Jesus was the word incarnate and all the prophecies about him is going to all, they are all going to be fulfilled.
当我在默想接下来耶稣所要说的话， 我渴了。
When I was considering what Jesus was going to say, I thirst.
我一直在思考，如果忽略这句话，我渴了。似乎不影响耶稣所要成就的救恩。
I was considering, maybe if Jesus did not say I thirst, I'm thirsty, maybe it does not do too much to affect his salvation.
但事实上，当我在祷告、在默想的时候，我们可以从三个方面来思想耶稣所说的“我渴了”。
But in fact, when I am considering this or praying about this, I think we can think about Jesus saying that I thirst from three different perspectives.
第一点，耶稣是一位完全的神，也是完全的人。
Number one, Jesus was totally God and was totally man.
在同一本福音书中，约翰福音第四章第七节。
In the same gospel, John chapter 4 verse 7.
当耶稣在与一位撒玛利亚的妇人在井边谈话。
Jesus was having a dialogue with a Samaritan woman beside the well.
耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。
And Jesus told her, please give me a water to drink.
耶稣透过井边的谈话帮助这位妇人清楚。
And through the dialogue, Jesus helped this woman.
清楚认知相信耶稣是这位赐生命活水的主。
So that she can clearly know that Jesus is the one who grant the gift of living water.
但这里耶稣却说我渴了。
But over here, Jesus say, I thirst.
思考从耶稣被捕、拷打、审问、日晒、羞辱、嘲弄，在十字架上的酷刑后。
From the time that Jesus was arrested, interrogated, he was on trial, he was exposed to, the sun, and he was shamefully treated, he was ridiculed, and he was crucified.
耶稣真真实实在肉身受苦。
Jesus indeed suffered much physically.
他明了体恤我们肉身的软弱。
He could understand our physical weaknesses.
在另一处圣经。
Another passage.
耶稣在约翰福音第十一章第三十三到第三十五节那边说。
In John chapter 11 verse 33 to 35.
耶稣看见他哭。并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里哀叹，又甚忧愁，便说了：“你们把他安放在哪里？”他们回答说：“请主来看。”耶稣哭了。
Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping. He was deeply moved in spirit and troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They replied, "Come and see, Lord." And Jesus wept.
这里我不知道耶稣是为了玛利亚他的没有信心而哭呢，还是为他们的弟兄拉撒路而哭呢？
I am not sure whether Jesus was weeping for the sake of Mary or for brother Lazarus.
但耶稣诚然与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀伤的人同哀伤。
Jesus rejoiced with those who are rejoiced and he wept with those who weep.
第二点，耶稣为使经上应验的话成就。
Number two is that Jesus, in order for what was prophesied in the realm to be fulfilled.
在诗篇第69篇第21节这边说，他们拿苦胆给我当食物，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝，给喝。
In Psalm 69 verse 21, they put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst.
事实上在耶稣被钉之前，马太福音第27章34节那边记载的，有兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。
And before Jesus was crucified, it was recorded in Matthew, the soldiers gave him gall and wine, and Jesus tasted and then he refused.
第一次兵丁给他喝酒，但是他不喝，现在兵丁给他醋。他尝了一下，他喝了。
Jesus, the soldiers gave Jesus wine, he refused, but now the soldiers gave him vinegar and he tasted it.
喝浓酒是使将死之人减轻其痛苦。
Those who are given strong drink, strong wine, it is, they can lessen the suffering.
而耶稣为要成就所应许之事， 他尝了醋。
In order for Jesus to accomplish what was prophesied, he tasted the vinegar.
但也延长他在十字架上所受的痛苦。
But it also extended the time that he suffered on the cross.
确保十字架救恩可以一一被成就。
And he assured that the assurance of that the salvation can be accomplished, everything can be completed.
最后一点，耶稣把自己肉身的需要放在一切之后。
Lastly, Jesus set aside his physical needs.
当耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上话应验，就说我渴了。
Jesus knew that all things has been accomplished in order to fulfill the prophecy. He said, I am thirsty.
对我而言，有时候肉体的需要会放在第一优先。
To me, sometimes that tells me that my physical needs may be ought to be not the first priority.
但是常常当我经历到重大决定或是困难考验的时候。
But oftentimes when I encounter sometimes that I need to make big decisions or I'm being tested.
迫使我或者应该说神催逼我把肉体的需要先放下。
Maybe I was compelled by God to set aside my physical needs.
为要先亲近和寻求神。
So that I can draw near to God and seek His face.
而我生命的成长总是在如此的光景之下能够得到更好的被更新被建造。
And in this condition, my spiritual growth, I can grow better and I can be renewed.
诚然耶稣是一位有血有肉有神性人性 的救主。
Indeed, Jesus was the one who has flesh and has blood, and He is a deity, He is God.
对我们而言，神的救恩已经成就。
To us, the salvation of God has been accomplished.
但保罗在哥罗西书第一章24节到29节那边提醒我们。
But we are reminded by Paul and Colossians in the text in the scriptures.
我再录几句。并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺乏。
And just a few words in this Colossians 1:24-29, I filled up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of His body, which is the church.
又说我们要传扬他，是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。
And then he wants to, with all wisdom, to proclaim the gospel, to teach the people.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
And also to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energies Christ so powerfully works in me.
最后我用保罗，我也很喜欢的这一句话，自战至今的苦楚是为要成就那将来无比的荣耀。
Lastly, I would like to share with you what Paul says that this very light and not so severe affliction is to accomplish for us the great and mighty glory that is ahead of us.
我们当在传福音上尽心竭力来回应他的救恩。
We need to strangely extend, use all our might in proclaiming the gospel.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我给大家分享的是十架七言之六成了约翰福音十九章三十节。
I'd like to share with you this is the sixth verse of the seven sayings of the Lord Jesus on the cross, John chapter 19 verse 30.
1900多年前在哥哥他的十字架上。
Jesus said it is finished. And this more than 1900 years ago on the cross of Calvary.
我们的恩主耶稣说了一句极其激励人心鼓舞人心安慰人心的话成了。
Our gracious Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, He said something very encouraging, very motivating, and very comforting. It is finished.
这句话中文圣经只有两个字希腊文里只有一个字。
This is two words in Chinese and one word in Greek.
可它却有着十分丰富的内涵和无比深远的意义。
But it has very rich contents and extremely deep meanings.
首先律法的要求人都做不到。
Nobody can fulfill the requirements of the law.
神对人的公义圣洁的要求也没有一个人能满足。
Nobody can satisfy the demand of the law, the need for absolute righteousness.
这是一个难题。
This is a problem.
然而随着十字架上的这声成了，这个千古难题我们的恩主耶稣替解决了。
But through this work, accomplished, it is finished, on the cross, this problem of the eons has been solved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二。
Number two.
世人都犯了罪，并且还会继续犯罪。
All have sinned and they will continue to sin.
而且没有一个人可以凭借人的力量从罪中解脱。
And nobody can extract himself or oneself from the power of sin.
这又是一个难题。
This is another problem.
然而随着十字架上的这声成了，我们的恩主耶稣把我们的一切罪债都付清了，都了结了。
But also because of what Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, it is accomplished. Our gracious Lord Jesus paid for all our debts. It was paid in full.
第三。
Number three.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
既然我们犯了罪，就理应受到惩罚，而这个惩罚就是死。
Since we have sinned, we deserve punishment, and this punishment is death.
感谢我们的主，随着十字架上的这声成了，我们应受的惩罚主都替我们承担了。
But thanks be to our Lord, through the saying, it is finished. Our penalty has been taken care of by the Lord.
随着十字架上的这声宣告，
through the proclamation on the cross,
耶稣基督把他该做的事情都完美的做好了。
Jesus Christ finished what he set out to do, and he has done it perfectly.
一条又新又活的路铺平了。
A new and living road has been paved.
一架通往天堂的梯子造就了。
A ladder to heaven has been crafted.
一个无与伦比的浸透了天父大爱的救赎计划圆满地完成了。
An unrivaled plan of salvation drained in the mighty love of the Father was executed flawlessly.
魔鬼撒旦彻底失败了。
Satan the devil is completely defeated.
伟大的新约时代开始了。
The great era of the New Testament has been ushered in.
可以毫不夸张地说，无论我们用什么样的语词来歌颂赞美他，都不为过。
We can praise and exalt him in any marvelous ways we can imagine, and it will not be excessive.
我们一定要紧跟耶稣。
We must follow Jesus tightly.
不忘恩主在十字架上的宣告。
We should not forget the proclamation of our gracious Lord on the cross.
无论主给我们什么样的托付，也无论我们碰到什么样的环境，
regardless of what commission we have been given by the Lord and regardless of what circumstances we are in,
我们只需牢记，
we have to remember,
如今我们走的道路主早已胜利的通过，
the path that we are on, the Lord Jesus has already traveled that path and he has done it victoriously.
主必引领我们到达他所应许的光明之处。
He must lead us to the promised land of heavenly light. Thank you.
路加福音23章46节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 46.
耶稣大声喊着说，
Jesus called out with a loud voice.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
说了这话，气就断了。
After he said this, he breathed his last.
这是主耶稣在十字架上临死前的最后一句。
This is the last word of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
说这句话之前，他说成了。
Before he said this, he said it is finished.
他到世上的目的已经完全成就了。
He has accomplished the purpose that he came to the world.
他已经完全了天父的旨意。
He has submitted and accomplished the will of the Father.
现在他说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
Now he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit.
这里我们可以清楚地看见。
So we can clearly see.
主耶稣是彻彻底底完完全全地把自己交托给父神。
The Lord Jesus has completely and totally committed himself to God the Father.
因为我们的父神是值得信靠的。
Because our Father is worthy of trust.
事实也证实这一点。
And it's also verified by facts.
神让主耶稣从 三日后从死里复活。
God allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to be raised from the dead after 3 days.
将他升为至高。
So he became he has elevated to the highest place.
并赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
And he was given a name above all names.
回顾主耶稣的一生。
Looking back at the life of Jesus.
他为世人受尽苦难。
He suffered very much for the people on the world.
医病救人，传扬天国福音。
He healed the sick and he preached the gospel.
有时连饭也没得吃。
And he preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, and sometimes he did not have time to eat.
他说狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
He said, foxes have holes and the birds in the heavens have nests, but the son of man have nowhere to lay his head.
他不畏权势，斥责文士、法利的赛人假冒为善。
He did not fear the powerful people, the scribes, the Pharisees and hypocrites.
他也拒绝回答大祭司、希律王以及本丢比拉多的审问。
He also refused to answer the high priest, King Herod and Pontius Pilate during the trial, the interrogation.
他受魔鬼，也受文士、法利赛人的试探。
He was tempted by the devil, he was tempted by the Pharisees and the scribes.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
他受人讥笑、辱骂、鞭打、羞辱，并且被钉在十字架上。
He was ridiculed, he was shamed, and he was abused, and he was even crucified on the cross.
从世人看来，这是多么失败潦倒的一生啊。
From the perspective of the world, it's such a failure. It seems to be a life wasted.
然而这一切都是为了拯救我们堕落的罪人。
But all this is for the sake of saving us, the fallen mankind.
为了除灭魔鬼的作为。
So they can frustrate the deeds of the devil.
借着神给我们的亮光，我们就可以看见。
Through the light of God, we can see that
主的一生是多么完全、多么荣耀的一生啊。
The life of our Lord is so perfect and so glorious.
而这一切都是因为他完全遵行神的旨意。
And all this because he has totally submitted himself to the will of God.
Yeah, 把自己完全交托给神。
He has totally committed himself to God.
约翰福音六章三十八节。
John 6:38.
我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来的意思行。
Jesus said, For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
在第八章二十八节。
John 8:28.
我没有一件事是凭自己做的。
I do nothing on my own.
我说这些话乃是按着父所教训我的。
But I speak just what the Father has taught me.
在第八章五十一节，主耶稣说，我不求自己荣耀。
And chapter 8 verse 50, and Jesus also said, I am not seeking glory for myself.
主为我们死。
The Lord Jesus died for us.
他把他的生命分赐给我们。
He gave his life for us.
因此我们也当效法他，完全遵行天父的旨意。
Therefore, we should also follow his examples in totally submitting to the will of God.
这是我们作为基督徒所应当做的。
This is what us Christians should do.
然而在我们的实际生活中，为什么我们有时明明清楚神的旨意，清楚主的命令，却不去行呢？
But why is that in real life, in practically, that we are very clear about the will of God and we know His commandment, but we do not, but we fail to do it?
为什么我们经常灵性低落，时常软弱，缺乏能力，甚至还被某些罪捆绑呢？
Why do we often we experience spiritual depressions? We are weak and we are powerless, and even under the bondage of some sin?
为什么主的很多应许还不能成就在我们身上呢？
Why do many of the promises of the Lord fail to materialize in our lives?
这是因为我们的旧人，就是我们的老我还很强大。
This is because our old self, what we used to be, is still very strong.
我们的己还生龙活虎的在我们里面。
Our old self is still well alive and kicking within us.
没有受到合适的约束。
It has not been put in bondage or been confined.
而我们的新人就是主所赐给我们的新生命。
And our new self, that's the new life granted to us by the Lord.
却没有足够的空间长大。
Does not have enough room to grow.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，怎样才能够有能力遵行主的命令，怎样才能过得胜的生活。
The Bible clearly tells us how can we submit to the will of God and follow His commandments and live a victorious Christian life.
圣经讲明，对付旧人，我们要与主同钉十字架。
The Bible tells us that to the old self, we have to be crucified together with Christ.
保罗在加拉太书二章二十节说
，Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
我们的旧人与主同钉十字架，这在客观上是已经成就了的。
Our old self has been crucified with the Lord. This has been done objectively.
但是在主观上，我们却要靠着信心持守这一真理。
But subjectively, we need to, by faith, persevere and hold on to the truth.
使我们的罪身就是产生罪的机器不再起作用。
So that our sinful body, the instrument that generates sin, is no longer functional.
对付我们的己，我们要记起主耶稣所讲的。
And in order to take care of ourselves, we need to remember what Jesus said.
人若要跟从我，就当舍己。
If you want to follow me, you need to give up yourself.
背起自己十字架，天天跟从我。
Take up the cross and follow me daily.
是的，我们要背起自己十字架，顺服圣灵的带领，天天跟从主。
Yes, we need to submit to the Lord Jesus and take up the cross and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit and follow the Lord every day.
主自己的经历告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus reminded us.
他战胜死亡的秘诀。
The secret of his triumph over death.
就是通过死和复活。
Is through death and resurrection.
这也是我们得胜的秘诀。
This is also the secret that we can be victorious.
就是说我们要与主同死与主同活。
That's to say that we are going to die with Christ and live with Christ together.
就像保罗在哥林多后书四章四节所讲的。
Just like Paul in 2 Corinthians 4:10, he said that.
让我们身上常带着主耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也常显明在我们身上。
We always carry around in the body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
让我们牢记圣经的真理。
Let us remember the truth in the scriptures.
能够过得胜的生活。
So that we can live victorious Christian life.
能够活出神的旨意，能够讨神的喜悦。
We can live out the will of God. We can be pleasing in His sight.
愿神带我们每个弟兄姐妹身上的旨意得以成全。
May the will of God be accomplished in the lives of each one of us brothers and sisters.
荣耀归给神。
To God be the glory.